35. Lifting himself in the stirrups, Hermann Fleischer reached behind to massage himself. His buttocks were of a plump, almost feminine, quantity and quality. After 5 hours in the saddle, Hermann longed to rest them. He had just crossed the ridge of the Sarnia Heights on his donkey, and it was cool here beneath the outspread branches of the wild fig tree. He flirted with the temptation, decided to indulge himself, and turned to give the order to the troop of 20 askari who stood behind him. All of them were watching him avidly, anticipating the order that would allow them to throw themselves down and relax. "Lazy dogs," thought Hermann, as he scowled at them. He turned away from them, settled his aching posterior gently onto the saddle and growled, "Aquende, let us go." His heels thumped against the flanks of his donkey, and it started forward at a trot. From a crotch in the trunk of the fig tree, 10 feet above Herman's head, Flynn O'Flynn viewed his departure over the double barrels of his rifle. He watched the patrol wind away down the slope and drop from sight over a fold in the ground before he put up the gun. "Phew, that was close!" Sebastian's voice came from the leafy mass above Flynn. "If he'd touched 1 foot to the ground, I'd have blown his bloody head off," said Flynn. He sounded as though he regretted missing the opportunity. "All right, Bassie, get me down out of this friggin' tree." Fully dressed, except for his boots, Flynn sat against the base of the fig tree and proffered his right foot to Sebastian. "I had him right there in my sights." "Who?" asked Sebastian. "The elephant, you idiot! For the first time I had him cold, and then... Oh! What the hell are you doing?" "I'm trying to get the thorn out, Flynn."
"Feels like you're trying to knock it in with a hammer."
"I can't get a grip on it."
"Use your teeth, that's the only way," Flynn instructed, and Sebastian paled a little at the thought.
He considered Flynn's foot. It was a large foot. Corns on the toes, flakes of loose skin and other darker matter between them. Sebastian could smell it at a range of 3 feet.
"Couldn't you reach it with your own teeth, Flynn?" he hedged. "You think I'm a goddamn contortionist?"
"Mohammed?" Sebastian's eyes lit up with relief as he turned on the little gun-bearer. In answer to the question, Mohammed drew back his lips in a death's head grin, exposing his smooth, pink, toothless gums.
"Yes," agreed Sebastian, "I see what you mean."
He returned his gaze to the foot and studied it with sickened fascination. His Adam's apple bobbled as he swallowed.
"Get on with it," said Flynn, and Sebastian stooped.
There was a howl from Flynn, and Sebastian straightened up with the wet thorn gripped in his teeth. He spat it out explosively, and Mohammed handed him the gin bottle. Sebastian gargled from it loudly, but when he lifted the bottle to his lips again, Flynn laid a restraining hand on his forearm.
"Now don't overdo it, Bassie boy," he remonstrated mildly, retrieving the bottle and placing it to his own mouth.
It seemed to refuel Flynn's anger, for when he removed the bottle, his voice had fire in it.
"That goddamn sneaking, sausage-eating slug! He spoiled the only chance I've ever had at that elephant."
He paused to breathe heavily.
"I'd like to do something really nasty to him, like...
He searched for some atrocity to commit upon Hermann Fleischer, and suddenly he found one.
"My God!"
he said, and his scowl changed to a lovely smile.
"That's it!"
"What?" Sebastian was alarmed. He was certain that he would be selected as the vehicle of Flynn's revenge.
"What?" he repeated. "We will go," said Flynn, "to Mahenge."
"Good Lord! That's the German headquarters."
"Yes," said Flynn. with no commissioner and no Ashkari to guard it. They've just passed us, heading in the opposite direction.